Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christy McVay bringing us back. One of the great bands of all time. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And they went for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Christina Podnar is here. Christina is a great member of our Brain Trust, author of The Power of Digital Policy. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online and a lot of great advice and support. Christina, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you about Zoom. I had used Zoom a little bit before this pandemic started, but I've used it a lot more, of course, in the last 4 weeks or so, 6 weeks. And there's good and there's bad about it. It's a little clunky. If you're a presenter, which I've done a few of those, you have too, I'm sure. If you're a presenter, it's a little distracting. Because most people who are the host don't know really how to use it. What do you think? Are you there, Christina?
A lot of bad stuff around.
I'm sorry, Christina. Start over again.
You can't mute me, otherwise I can't talk. So a lot of folks have seen the Zoom headlines, and they can be scary because a lot of bad things have happened. But don't be distracted by that. You can still use Zoom. You should still use Zoom. What you do need to do is you need to make sure that you're using it in the appropriate way. What I mean by that is Zoom has some very simple settings. When you actually create a meeting or you're going to start a meeting, you need to make sure that you lock down the conference room so that you admit people as they arrive and you know who they are, or you give them a password to come into your conference room, right? What we don't want is pornographic bombers hopping onto your Zoom chat and doing some of the crazy things out there. The other thing you want to make sure is that you're not automatically showing people's video. You want to make sure that their microphones are muted or unmuted, depending on what you're doing. So be very deliberate about that. And the most important thing I can say to everybody, whether you're using Zoom or anything else, if you're going to record anything, okay, make sure that you say ahead of time that you're going to record it. People can hear you saying that you're going to record it and give them either the option to consent or the option to leave if they don't want to be recorded. So I think those are some basic hygiene pieces. And with that in place, you can use Zoom. You can use House Party. You can use any kind of other technology out there. Like you said, it's a little bit kludgy. It's going to take you 10 to 15 minutes to look around and figure out the settings. But it's well worth it. It's going to keep you connected with your employees. It's going to keep you connected with your customers and also new potential prospects out there. So make sure you get that squared away.
Well, and differentiate between what's going to be happening. If it's going to be a meeting, if you and I and five or six other people are going to hop onto a Zoom meeting, Christina, then that's the wild, wild west. Whatever pops up, pops up. You know what I mean? If your face pops up and somebody else's face pops up in the screen, you know, it's no big deal. We know each other. We're having a meeting. But if you've invited someone to speak, or if you're a speaker and you're presenting to this group, and you don't have control over the board, so to speak, then your speaker is going to be seeing everybody who joins is going to pop into his or her screen. People who are on their phones, you're going to be able to count the nose hairs. You know, they're going to be right up in their face. That's not pretty. Or some guy who doesn't understand what's going on is going to be sitting in his recliner, joining the event in his underwear. You know what I mean? People don't realize that they're on camera. Some people don't. So, I mean, you got to think about these things, don't you?
You do. And you have to actually remember that if you're not muted, even the slightest noise, the slightest movement will be picked up by the microphone.
Yep.
And then you get kind of that pop-up that you're talking about on the screen. And so if you're actually the person who's going to be hosting the meeting, make sure, you know, get your spouse or get your colleague or get somebody else kind of on standby to help you out. Because it can be really distracting to speak and get to your point or present and also try to moderate. So you really do need that producer, the right-hand person that you have in your studio, Jim, to make sure that you're muting the microphones as people join if they should be quiet so that we're not distracted and actually moving over to them. If they are in their underwear, you can really quickly turn their camera off for them and remind people they need to have their pants on, right? You know, I've seen that especially in teaching environments lately, right? Because teachers, God bless them, they're seeing some crazy things. They're seeing, you know, parents whispering answers to questions during live sessions. Yes, exactly. And so, you know, there's not an area, there's not an industry, there's not a situation where this isn't happening. It's happening across the board.
I agree.
Make sure you get some basic hygiene in place. Make sure you get that done and make sure you're being safe while you're doing all of those things, meaning you're not causing some brand issue or something really crazy to happen that people are going to remember your business for years to come.
Well, that's right. And eventually, we're going to migrate out of the era where it's cool for the dog to bark and the children to be running in and out. If we're going to be doing this, and I do think one of the things going forward is going to be more remote work, because we've gotten pretty good at it now in just a month and a half. Eventually, people are going to expect us to go back to being professional in our communication, whether we're at home, working from home or in the office. What do you think?
Absolutely, 100%. And this is, you know, it's two-sided, right? It's the employer side, where if you have an employee out there who's working from home, you need to do your due diligence. You need to actually help the employee understand what that means. What is a business context? What are the expectations? What devices they're using to work from home with? Are they secure?
Right.
Is privacy respected? Are they protecting your intellectual property? You know, all kinds of other good stuff that goes along with that.
Right.
And then there's the employee side, which is, you know, yes, I am in my home setting. Yes, the kids might still be out of school and running around.
And no boss, I'm not in my pajamas. Christina Podnar, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you so much for having me again.
Christina Podnar, ladies and gentlemen, The Power of Digital Policies, the book. Put a .com on the end and you'll find her online. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.